and killed him. They've identified the shooter. This brief take on the Republican presidential debate last night, ABC's M. Nguyen in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
The main target on stage, former U.N. ambassador and former South Carolina governor Nikki Haley.
Haley retorted DeSantis and Ramaswamy were just jealous. Christie at one point even defending Haley as an accomplished woman. Trump, on the other hand, spent the night at a private fundraiser near Miami.
No agreement on Ukraine aid, border security yet in Washington. Today, a judge considers a request for an emergency court order that would allow a pregnant woman whose fetus has a fatal diagnosis to have an abortion in Texas. This is ABC News. More details are out about the deadly shooting spree across South Texas Tuesday. At least six people were killed and three injured, including two police officers. ABC's Matt Rivers in San Antonio.
Police now say Shane James Jr. first killed his parents in their San Antonio home before 9 a.m. on Tuesday. James then driving more than an hour to Austin, opening fire on a school district officer in a campus parking lot before 11 a.m. Police responding to a home burglary and exchanging gunfire. Authorities then taking James into custody after a car chase that ended in a crash.
Officials say James used to be in the military with a history of mental health issues and violence. A driver crashed into at least two utility workers and a police officer before stealing a police car, driving away, then crashing the cruiser. That from police in the Boston suburb Waltham, Massachusetts. They say after they chased him on foot, they arrested the driver. The utility says at least one worker was seriously hurt in all of this. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Her name is Pam Yonke, but you can just call the host of the Midwest Farm Report, the Fabulous Farm Babe.
That's right, and the Fabulous Farm Babe is now part of the Civic Media team on your local station, Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM in Hayward. Here's show host Todd Alba with the announcement.
She is a broadcast legend. It doesn't matter whether you're a farm person, ag person, a producer, or just a good old Wisconsinite or a Packer fan. Pam Yonke, welcome to Civic Media.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Yeah, lifelong Wisconsinite. I grew up on a small dairy farm in northeast Wisconsin, O'Connell County. Stop and think about the work being done 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to make sure that you and I are the best fed in the world.
Join the Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke on The Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM in Hayward.
Your Midwest Farm Report, weekdays from 5 until 6 a.m. This is The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Students at the U of Nevada, Las Vegas, are talking about the panic and terror when a gunman opened fire Wednesday.
We heard a bunch of shots, and the second police got there, they went in and more shots fired.
Police say the gunman killed three people and wounded a fourth before a campus police officer shot and killed him. They've identified the shooter. This brief take on the Republican presidential debate last night, ABC's M. Nguyen in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
The main target on stage, former U.N. ambassador and former South Carolina governor Nikki Haley.
Haley retorted DeSantis and Ramaswamy were just jealous. Christie at one point even defending Haley as an accomplished woman. Trump, on the other hand, spent the night at a private fundraiser near Miami.
No agreement on Ukraine aid, border security yet in Washington. Today, a judge considers a request for an emergency court order would allow a pregnant woman whose fetus has a fatal diagnosis to have an abortion in Texas. This is ABC News.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy skies overnight with a low of 23. South winds around 5 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 46. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. Partly cloudy again tomorrow night. Lows around 32. 1 to 2 inches of snow Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, 26.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Her name is Pam Yonke, but you can just call the host of the Midwest Farm Report, the Fabulous Farm Babe.
That's right, and the Fabulous Farm Babe is now part of the Civic Media team on your local station, Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM in Hayward. Here's show host Todd Alba with the announcement.
She is a broadcast legend. It doesn't matter whether you're a farm person, ag person, a producer, or just a good old Wisconsinite or a Packer fan. Pam Yonke, welcome to Civic Media.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Yeah, lifelong Wisconsinite. I grew up on a small dairy farm in northeast Wisconsin, O'Connell County. Stop and think about the work being done 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to make sure that you and I are the best fed in the world.
Join the Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke on the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM in Hayward.
Your Midwest Farm Report, weekdays from 5 until 6 AM. You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Beechwood to Poplar. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Police investigating why a 67-year-old former college professor opened fire and went floor-by-floor shooting at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas campus yesterday. Three people were killed, a fourth wounded. Students talking about it.
All of us just heard somebody scream, like, gun, like there's a gun.
Campus police officer shot the gunman dead, identified as Anthony Polito, who cops say applied for a job.